Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future. On Saturday, April 24th, people from throughout the region and the state came together at the Jenny Wiley Convention Center in Floyd County, Kentucky, for a day of workshops on sustainable mountain agriculture and renewable energy and energy efficiency for the Central Appalachian Coalfields. The event was titled Growing Appalachia, Moving Forward in the Mountains, and was sponsored by the Floyd County Chapter of Kentuckians for the Commonwealth. Here are the voices of a few of the many presenters and participants at the event. Will Boland shared his knowledge from his family's farm in Clay County, Kentucky, and from his work with the Red Bird Farmers Project.
I was doing sustainable agriculture, specifically focusing on livestock. Talked some about rotational grazing and multi-species grazing. My family and I are running a cow herd and some goat and sheep and chickens. So we're moving them around the pastures and helping everything do what it does best, get out and eat the forages. I'm a project coordinator for the Red Bird Farmers Project. We have a grant through Heifer International where we're able to help out individuals, families in the Clay, Leslie, and Bell County areas who are wanting to get into animal agriculture. We have some grant money available to help them get their farm started out, do some fencing, water preparation, that type of thing, and also to help them get the animals themselves. Kind of the way it works is it's everything else with Heifer, it's a pass it on project. Mm-hmm. So for instance, if you get a bred dairy heifer, after your bred dairy heifer has a little heifer calf, you pass that on to somebody else in the project, and that way we're able to keep everything going down through the line.
Deborah Hill teaches at the University of Kentucky and traveled to Floyd County to give a presentation on growing and marketing non-timber forest products.
We talked about forest farming, or how to get income from your forest land, preferably like annual income from your forest land. I think most people look at forested land and see possibly the opportunity of harvesting trees for timber. But I think even though many of the things that I talk about would have been traditional management a generation or two ago, I'm not sure today people think in terms of the forest floor and the shrubs and things like that as things that can produce income for them on a short-term or an annual basis. To me, this is kind of a no-brainer because you just walk through your woods and you see what's there and think, okay, how could I make money out of this?
Martin Richards, the Economic Development Director of Kentuckians for the Commonwealth, shared his own knowledge about small-scale farming.
I was relating my experience on my family's farm as we transitioned from tobacco and diversified into other crops. And I primarily talked about how we marketed our produce, and we also grew a lot of cut flowers. You know, the experience I had varied from direct retailing to selling through a cooperative effort. Mm-hmm. And farmers markets, and in the process of adding value.
Everyone at the event shared enthusiasm for the many possibilities for the future of the region.
I'm just interested in all this energy and efficiency, and this is certainly a changing time for all of this. As bills get higher on electricity, people looking for ways to cut back, and there's plenty of that happening in every direction. So it's time for efficiencies and new powers and to look for ways to cut back on everything.
Oh, you know, I think the excitement level that I've certainly, you know, seen from people in the region about seems to be renewed interest to getting back to, you know, sort of like the roots of people used to be very self-sufficient. People love to eat. They love to eat good food, and I think, you know, there is a tradition of eating well in the mountains. And
I think it's a very important dialogue to be engaged in about positive, simple, realistic steps towards you know, what's coming next. We do have to look a little bit to find some examples, but there's lots of examples around us. We're not talking about creating anything that's brand new, building on a lot of skills and assets and projects that already exist right here. Maybe they're a little bit under publicized, and Not a lot of people know about them, but there's a lot of great things that are already happening right here.
Well, it's an exciting time. I know from what we've been seeing, from what I've been seeing around the area, around the entire region, local food and really getting back to keeping our agriculture in our area where it belongs is really starting to grow, and I think that's wonderful. I mean, it's just great to be able to bring in people who might want to be more involved in agriculture, maybe just starting out or just want to learn more about it, and let all of us share ideas. I know I've learned a lot here today as well. Just getting to talk to everybody else that came out that has experience doing these things. Good to have an opportunity to learn something from someone else.
Those were the voices of Truman Hurt of Perry County, Martin Richards of Kentuckians for the Commonwealth, Randall Flager of the Pine Mountain Settlement School in Harlan County, Kentucky, and Will Bolin of Clay County, Kentucky. For more information on upcoming workshops on agriculture and renewable energy, visit http://appalachiantransition.net or check out the Kentuckians for the Commonwealth website at www.kftc.org. This is Sylvia Ryerson reporting for WMMT's Community Correspondents Corps. Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.